My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And you're listening to Best Quality Vacuum, the duck feed show about the Vince Gilliverse. So Breaking Bad, El Camino, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, and this week we are talking about Rabid Dog, an episode that was written and directed by Sam Catlin and originally aired on September the 1st of 2013.
Yeah, Steven Seagal in Rabid Dog.
Yeah. Changing the intro there for people who didn't read the Patreon post about it or hear it on other shows, I've gone from the Jesse Pinkman of the podcast to the Kim Wexler of the podcast.
Yeah. Even though there are a lot of conspiracy theories about Jesse Pinkman being trans, and it's all based on outfits. It's just based on like the colors of outfits.
I've seen people joking that Jesse has T-boy swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as I know, that was only, I don't know. I've not seen anybody seriously transvestigating Jesse.
Yeah. I don't know if that's, I have no ability to tell when people are being serious about transvestigating.
Yeah.
Or if they're just joking about transvestigating.
Yeah. I saw jokes about that going around. I've not seen anything serious, but yeah, no, trans here, lady K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it anymore if you don't want to. Yeah, I fucked it up in the intro. It's a hard habit to break.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I've been saying your old name for, you know, 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
14
yeah.
years. You've been saying it for 37 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I think that's how old you are, 38.
37. Don't add. Yeah, you got it.
Shit. Yeah. This is, we're in the, all these episodes as we end season five are all cliffhangers.
Yes.
This episode picks up immediately after the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse broke in and he dumped gasoline all over everything and we cut to credits. And now we're picking up right when Walt gets home to see that this has happened.
Yeah. They cut to credits in the middle of action a lot as we go.
Yes. It's going to happen at the end of this next episode as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this episode's kind of cut in two. You know, we have the opening being about Walt trying to deal with the gas stench in the house. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the fact that somebody tried to burn down his house. But then we switch over to Jesse's side of the story where he is working with Hank. We get the team up.
We actually go back in time to see what happened.
Yeah.
Before the episode. I don't know that Breaking Bad has done that other than like the plane intros.
Right.
You know, typically the show is takes place in a linear progression.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's a thing. This episode is interesting because like this episode and the next one, tons of good stuff happens in them. And it's necessary, you know, to have this to get here. But it does feel a little bit like we're still kind of place setting. All the stuff with Walt dealing with the gas feels so quaint.
Well, I have it in the notes later. He's trying to pretend to be season one Walt again.
Yeah. There's like a season one Walt section of this and it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it for contrast and nobody buys it, you know, which
no,
I like.
No.
But it also, I remember when I was watching this episode being a little frustrated that like I wanted things to move faster.
Yeah.
You know, this episode ending where it ends and the next episode ending where it ends being excruciating, you know, just part of that's intentional, like excruciating, non-derogatory. It's creating suspense. But part of it was just like, I can't believe we're spending this much time talking about this fucking gasoline. And like we had to show the cleaners coming over and telling them they can't fix it.
Uh-huh.
Like we had to get that on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, huh.
So I was watching this with a special eye because we've kind of talked about in the lead up to season five here saying like, yeah, no, it just like it feels a little like everything that happens is really good. But also the second half of the season does feel like it has like 1.5 too many episodes in it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to identify like in my head, Rabid Dog and Tohajali were the ones where that happens, you know. Mm-hmm. Just because so little happens after the big climax in Ozymandias, right? There's only a few episodes of that.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah,
yeah. There's just one about Walt in. I probably could have done more time with Walt in the cabin.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a popular opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people like that part, but I like that.
But I don't know. I don't know if like the events in these two episodes could have been compressed to show to show the same stuff without it feeling rushed. So it's hard for me to like look at this in a first and worst kind of sense and say, yeah, this is where they fell down.
The ideal thing would have been this show being on cable instead of kind of, you know, just basic cable stuff, mm-hmm. you know, or as opposed to being on this kind of network, being on like HBO where episodes can be as long as they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this season being, instead of being 16 episodes, being 14 episodes, some of which were like 60 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
I think would have been perfect.
Yeah, they do that. There are some episodes that are that exceed the run length on this.
Yeah. Just a bit, though, but it's not as I was recently watching through Deadwood and reminded of like, oh, sometimes these are just like an hour long and sometimes mm-hmm. they're 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Like they really varied up just depending on how long the story needs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's working with Hank. We're getting this kind of cat and mouse between them and really Walt's moral conundrum, what to do about a problem like Jesse.
Yes.
There's not a lot of production details for this. There's more of it for the next episode. So we're going to get right into it.
Yeah.
Here.
And immediate res. Walt drives up to his house, sees Saul's Cadillac abandoned there, and, you know, is just kind of staring, you know, looking anguished, right? He's anticipating that there's going to be a showdown, you know, another one here, maybe with his gun at Jesse's forehead. Who knows?
Yeah. Shooting ice bullets. he sneaks into the back of the house with his gun, but nobody's here.
Yeah.
It just reeks of gasoline. Jesse has soaked the carpet. He works his way into the bedroom. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of doing detective work. He goes out to the car, sees that there's a CD that has some lines of meth.
Yeah.
So Jesse's high again, snored this up and broke in.
Right.
Uh-oh.
But there's no sign of him. So something happened, and that is a mystery. This is put together so tensely. It is hard to put myself back in the mind of, like, genuinely not knowing what was going to happen here. Because it was unexpected that Jesse and Hank were going to work together to me.
Yeah. Well, because they already teased it.
Yes.
You know, and it didn't happen. Jesse said no.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd already kind of foreshadowed it and got rid of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they rejected it. Jesse's not going to do that.
No.
You know, so they purposely, you know, take that off the table before putting it back on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It is... this is a pedantic complaint that happens. This last season of the show does rely on a lot of quinky dinks.
Yeah.
You know, the order of operations of Hank getting there before Walt,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything, like, it is a lot of quinky dink going on. And then, you know, Walt getting the car out of there before Skyler gets there. There's a lot of that going on. Just happens, ships passing the night and working out.
Yeah, something, you know, they even underline this. I forget if it's in this episode or in the next because I watched them back to back. You know, Jesse says, like, hey, Walt's smarter than you. And then he, like, corrects himself. Walt's luckier than you.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, that coinkydink kind of thing, it's not up to this level of the supernatural perception that Gus has upon walking toward the car, kind of knowing something's wrong with it. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I can kind of, like, in hindsight, let that slide a little bit because the luck is running out.
Yeah, I definitely let it slide. You know, luck happens in real life. Coincidences happen in real life. It's just, you notice it on rewatch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it everything has to happen to be composed under this ultimate tragedy that happens at the end of Dajali, you know, in Ozymandias. All these things have to happen to make that work.
Right.
You know, these are dominoes that are being set by accident, but, you know, stranger things happen all the time.
Yes. So some time has passed. Walt has had some cleaners over for the gasoline. Mm-hmm. And he's sending Huel out to check on Junior at the high school, saying, like, hey, I don't know that he'd go after my kid, but we can't be too safe. You know, and Kubi has been out checking for, you know, or no, Kubi is doing protection. He's at the car wash trying to, Walt intercept if he goes after. Yeah.
Yeah. So Walt calls and leaves a message on Jesse's phone. You know, listen, obviously you've changed your mind. And Walt is doing, again, I can fix everything by talking.
Yes.
You know, I just need to get my magic words in.
Mm-hmm.
The locksmith says, hey, usually in these cases, we rekey the locks. And Walt says, no. Same keys, nothing can be changed.
He's running around trying to stage manage this thing.
Yeah.
It's real, real Kermit hours on this.
And the cleaners say, like, you know, he's like, oh, this is not good enough. You still have, you got to get that spot right there. And, like, this is as good as it gets. Like, this is soaked through to the subfloor.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to get rid of the smell today.
Yeah.
So Walt does season one lies. You know, he starts thinking of the story. He soaks his clothes with gasoline, disposes of the gas can in a neighbor's garage, and then grabs it again, pours some on his car, And then Skyler gets to come home, uh-huh. you know, notices a box fan airing out Walt's car, sees all the signs of this junior's home, and Walt gets to do one of his worst performances.
Oh, yeah. It's real paper. It's
such dog shit. Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have the juice for this anymore. Like this elaborate of a low stakes lie is not going to, you know, like history has happened, and it doesn't work on Junior and Skyler for different reasons, but you can see on their face, like, hey, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. This, you know, she comes in like, what happened? He goes, what happened is I should sue somebody. Like, you know, what happened is my boss is coming over the same day that, you know, it's real sitcom bullshit.
Yeah. So there are these two ladies that wanted to date me, but
yes,
get this. They both wanted to go to the same restaurant at the same time.
Yes. It's very Cheers. A pump malfunction. So the idea being he put the nozzle in the car and just sprayed gas everywhere all over him. And then enough so much that it soaked him that he like rolled around on the floor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
stuff.
Just like, oh yeah. No, I got home and I wanted to shower, but I left my soaked clothes on the living room floor. And then, oh, there's a hose there right next to the air, you know, for the tires.
Yes. Yeah. It's real dumb. And Skyler does not buy this at all. And Junior says, you know, dad, can you please just tell the truth?
Uh-huh.
And that's good. That's a great moment.
Yeah.
You know, of just like, oh shit. And then you see Walt's face. He's like, no, that didn't happen. You didn't have a pump malfunction. You fainted.
Yeah.
You know, you had a fugue state, as you were pumping gas and you spilled gas all over yourself.
Yeah.
And Walt rolls with this. You know, he's still quick-witted enough to roll with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not that frail. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
But listen, we can't stay here until we get new carpet.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Junior says, oh, Uncle Hank and Aunt Marie have room. And Walt's like, yeah. How about, you know, just this is Walt and the I'm going to buy you a Dodge Charger.
Yes.
Like, oh, how about a nice hotel? Like, yeah, you're going to get your own room.
Yeah, which is a dream.
Yes.
As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. what an incredible situation.
To get your home alone, too, right?
Yeah, with a pool and stuff. So we cut over. Saul's looking at his face in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, it's all bruised up. He got the shit beat out of him by Jesse.
Yes. I never should have let my dojo membership run out.
Very cute. And Walt's in the back of the car. And they're basically saying, you know, where did you look for Jesse?
Yeah.
You know, and Kubi runs it down. He's looked basically everywhere.
Yeah.
That Jesse could be.
Yeah. Crystal Palace, the go-kart place. He bugged Badger's place. I love that Walt still doesn't know Badger's name.
Yeah, yeah. He calls him something different.
Calls him Beaver.
The Beaver and that other guy.
Yeah. It's like, I bugged Badger's place. I bugged the tall one's place. But, you know, all he did was talk about something called Babylon 5 for 3 hours.
That's really great. And then the, you know, some really great, you know, euphemistic language going on here. You know, Saul says, we're going to have to deal with this Jesse situation. And Walt goes, well, you know, I just need to talk to him. He doesn't understand. And Saul says, what if he's not in the mood to discuss the finer points of child poisoning? You know, like it's very funny,
yeah.
like a very funny thing to say, but that's not weird to Walt.
No, no.
Like Walt doesn't hear how fucked up and strange that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he is entirely in a, you know, they no longer have a consensus reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saul realizes how ridiculous that is and Walt doesn't.
No.
He's
no.
so fucking confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can explain.
Yes.
It can all be explained.
Everything can be fixed. We can still restore trust. We can still get to a new status quo. Everything is fine. The masquerade doesn't need to drop, right?
Yep. And the cows are so far out of the barn.
Oh, yeah.
And Saul says, you know, what if he doesn't want to talk? It might be an Old Yeller situation. Mm-hmm. You know, Walt, what? Old Yeller, he's the most loyal dog there ever was, you know? But sadly, he came back rabid and old Timmy had to go back and, you know.
For his own good.
And yeah,
and
Walt threatens him again.
Yeah,
here.
You just, you know, you don't, like, everybody's saying to kill Jesse and Walt won't do it.
Well, the last time he said to kill Hank.
Yeah.
Like Saul is basically just saying to murder all these people, which would solve the problem.
It would, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but just Walt will not go that far, you know, half measures, right?
Yeah.
And you know, leans in, you know, you're just full of colorful metaphors, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do not float that idea again. You know, I will fucking kill you, Saul. This is him getting up in his face again. We're done when I say we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that this is subverted in Ozymandias.
Yes.
When he tries to get up in his face and do it again and he can't.
Nope.
He's too sick.
It's gone. No. So they're in the parking lot is where they're sitting of the hotel, and Walt leaves to go fill up the ice bucket, right?
Yep.
I believe this is the same hotel where Jimmy and Kim stayed.
It would say on the wiki. The wiki's full of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it. If I read it, I don't remember it.
It looks real similar. I didn't do a direct comparison because I can't remember which episode and at what point that was, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're curious, I want to look it up. I'm sure it's just on the wiki for this episode.
Mm-hmm. I looked there. Yeah.
Yeah. Skylar, you know, Walt comes back being like, oh, you know, there's a line for the ice machine and it spilled gas all over me or some bullshit. And Skylar's like, how's Saul doing? And immediately, you know, shuts him down. And she's, you know, I saw you in the parking lot. And Walt, you know, again, he's losing it. Like he's losing his power. You're like, are you spying on me? Like trying to turn around. And she's like, yes. And I feel awful about it. You know,
I'm trying to take the moral high ground here.
Yeah. It's just not going to work. His tricks are out of juice.
Yeah.
You know, he's faded.
Yeah. And she wants to know, like, hey, what's going on? He says, first of all, it's no big deal.
I love it. Real good. Jesse got mad about something that I did or something he thinks I did.
And I did it.
Yeah. You know, and she puts us together. Like, Jesse was going to, you know, burn our house down.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's like, yeah, but he changed his mind.
How does that work?
What if he fucking changes it back? Uh-huh. You know,
like he was here, he had a gun between your eyes, and then he's doing this. Like it just keeps escalating.
Yeah, it's again, Walt is delusional.
Yeah,
like everyone else can see it, and he can't.
Yes,
yes,
yeah. You know, and Walt says, like, hey, you have to understand with Jesse, there are emotional, you know, and drug abuse issues, but he's solid. You know, he would never hurt anybody. And she's like, hey, has he hurt other people before? And he says, no, because, you know, he's not going to spool out the Gale story because it would just prove her right.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to talk to him and make him see reason.
Yeah.
And Skylar says, oh, is that a euphemism? You know, listen, he's going to try to hurt you. I knew somebody was going to try to hurt us.
Yeah.
And this is the person. You need to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, he dodges it.
Yeah.
You know, how much have you had to drink? I don't like this little line where she goes, not nearly enough. That's that's too pat.
Yeah.
For me. Not nearly enough. That's mm-hmm. a, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then he, you know, he gets down to the actual thing. He says, you know, Jesse isn't a rabid dog. He's a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Skylar will not take this. Again, his things aren't working.
Right.
You're beyond talking. You know, we've come this far. For us, what is one more person?
Yeah.
You know, dehumanize this person the same way you dehumanize those 10 people in jail.
Yeah. Everybody. You know? Right. Like if you're doing this, if everything is to protect the family, this is to protect the family. And, you know, she doesn't understand that to Walt, Jesse is family.
Yeah. Yeah, to, you know, she has that one interaction outside the fence and that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She's Skylar White Yo, and they also had green beans.
Yes.
And that's Jesse to Skylar.
Right. So this is where we get the flashback. This is where we jump to the Jesse side of the album. Mm-hmm. You know, just pulling up to the house, ripping his rail of meth, and then splashing gas around. And as he's about to light up a magazine, Hank comes in with a gun.
Yes. So the logistics of that would have to be all of this happened before Gomi could take his guys off of Saul.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, looking for that. Otherwise, this is really unmotivated.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be there. I'm not saying I needed a scene where they showed that or anything like that, but it does make it seem a little magical.
Hank says it, like, just like, oh, did you follow me? It's like, yeah, ever since the lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even it's weird that we had the scene of Gomi being like, I'm going to pull my guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Hank being like, yeah, pull them.
Yeah.
And who knows how long ago that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, still being followed.
Yeah.
Like but he, you know, and Jesse says, you know, Walt poisoned this little kid just as a move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hank has a gun on him. He's like, I don't want to kill you. And we get the gif.
Yeah. We get the, you know, he can't keep getting away with it.
Yeah.
Which is a funny line, like a funny delivery out of context.
Yes.
And also in context a little bit. I laughed when he did it. Like, you know, the first time. Yeah.
It's a little like falling to your knees and going, no.
Yes.
It reminds me of the not nearly enough line as well. Like it's a little pat, you know, and then actually this whole scene the dialogue's pretty pat. Because also Hank going, you really want to burn them down? Let's do it together. That also sounds like a little bit, if it were delivered more awkwardly, it would be something that happened in House of the Dead.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, that's a real, I don't know. This is a well-directed and plotted episode, and some of the actual dialogue is a little wanting, I think.
Yeah. What's funny about the he can't keep getting away with it dialogue is, like, there's the funny one, and then after that he repeats it and it sounds a little bit more natural.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. Like, you know, it the sentiment is correct.
Yes.
It's just, you know, it's a little bit melodramatic.
Yes. But, you know, Jesse's broken, and Hank just kind of leads him out to the car, you know, like he has to reach over and buckle Jesse's seatbelt for him.
Yeah. He's catatonic. They pull away right before Walt gets there. Again, a little magical. And Jesse asks where they're going. You know, he's like, the DEA, you're being arrested.
Yeah.
And Jesse goes, oh yeah, I'm going to be in lockup waiting for Mr. White. That's going to go great for me.
Yeah.
You know, this is fatalistic Jesse, who is, you know, kind of resigned to dying.
Yeah.
At this point, like, he's going to slowly get his idea and want to fight back, but it happens slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has a point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, even if it is like a thing where in county lockup, you know, who knows? It is a funny thing about Walt, like, when he talks about him later, when he talks about him being lucky and kind of being the devil, is that, like, Walt appears a lot more resourced than he is. You know, like, he did get all of those people to get murdered in jail, you know, through the Nazis. But that is the one resource he has. And we're going to find, as he negotiates with them during this next episode, that they are no longer motivated by money, which is one of his only controlling things.
Yes.
He has to play his last card. With this, with them, and he hates playing it. He doesn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing, like, he appears as if he is all powerful and he's fucking nothing. You know, this is straight up paper tiger Walt.
Yeah. Dave heads, everybody who's been clamoring to see the famous Dave, we get to see him.
We've heard you, the conspiracy theories, Dave equal Declan, the D equals D.
Yes.
Crew that have been writing that, like, we can finally reveal it. It's not true, but it's a good theory.
It is a good theory. A lot of intricate stuff with tulpas going on in that fan space. But yeah, Marie is at Dave's talking about her anger, and this is this is a little bit like Skylar with her lawyer, right? Like, they're beyond, you know, Marie, the actual situation is so far beyond what Dave is equipped to help her deal with.
This is also, I don't love this scene as well. Like, just throwing it out there. I guess this probably is my least favorite episode of the season.
Yeah.
Now that I'm kind of, like, actually checking in on the dialogue and thinking about these scenes, it's a little big.
Yeah.
You know, Marie is always a little big.
Yes.
You know, and that's kind of her charm, but, like, I don't know if I needed the scene. You know, she's been looking up untraceable poisons.
I like a more advancement of the Dark Marie line, though.
Yeah, I do like Dark Marie. You know, and Marie won't talk to Dave, won't give him any details. You know, this would be bad for Hank. So he tries to get around this. You know, what about that movie you mentioned? You know, and she evades this, asks to talk about something else. You know, he says, how's work? Last week you were upset about the new parking rules. Again, just kind of showing the small ball. You know, and then she says, and I don't like this line. This is too this is too pat. You know, saxitotoxin derived from shellfish. That's definitely a contender.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little, like, quippy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You know, how much have you had to drink? Not nearly enough. Like, we got a little bit of quippiness in this episode.
I'm not familiar with the laws, but I also have been to enough therapists where I have heard the, you know, the intro, you know, like the whole, like, law spiel about, you know, like, what's confidential and what's not. And it's like, oh, if you have, like, concrete plans to do something, like, I have to inform. I mean, naming a toxin sounds concrete enough to me.
In addition to the scene just being, like, not telling us anything that we don't know, you know, Dark Marie doesn't pay off. You know, it's kind of fun to see because it's a good performance, but we don't get anything from it. You know? Yeah.
I wanted confirmation that Dave was bad. And he has an acoustic guitar in his office and I hate it.
He is the substance of Declan. He crawled out of Declan's back before Declan died. So he's only got one more week.
Yep. And then falls out of balance. Yeah. So she gets home and Hank is trying to brush her away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very Walt-esque.
Yes.
Oh, you know, you might want to just pack up and get a getaway. You want to stay out of the house for a few days.
Go out to the spa, do that river rock thing.
Yeah, that you like. Yeah. There's been a development. It's a fluid situation. It might go smoother if you're not here.
Yeah.
And Hank admits, you know, we have a guest.
Yeah.
Shows Jesse, he has crashed out in the guest room sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, he gave him some sleeping pills. He needed sleep.
Mm-hmm. And he speeds through his justification and Marie interrupts him saying like, hey, just tell me, is this bad for Walt? Yeah, very. I'm staying. I'll heat up lasagna. She will put up with anything, you know, because here it's a lead. It's bad for Walt. If it's bad for Walt, then it's good for her.
Yeah. Jesse's phone rings and Hank picks it up and listens to the message that Walt leaves.
Yeah.
Cut over to poolside. Walt's sitting by the hotel pool and Junior joins him. Neither of them can sleep.
No. And he's like, yeah, business stuff, going over some options.
Yeah. New car wash, new shampoos. And Junior is just really hung up on the cancer thing.
Yes.
You know, would make sense. Walt tries to comfort him and it's, you know, semi-effective. Junior hugs him.
Yeah.
You know, Walt's really going through it. And because of him being the architect of his own shit, he has to do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can't talk to anybody who's going to be sympathetic. Like,
no.
This is genuinely, you know, a difficult situation he's in. This is heart wrenching. He's alone.
Mm-hmm.
In it, 100% alone.
Yeah. So Jesse wakes up. And he's looking at photos of Walt at Hank's, kind of getting a view of family man Walt. You know, I forget if we've seen this photo before, but the one of Walt dressed up as Santa Claus with Skylar.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. I think this is new.
Yeah. But he's looking around and then goes out into the living room. Marie asks if he wants some coffee and Hank and Gomi are here setting up video equipment. They're going to make a tape of their own.
Yep. If you look at I did this as well.
Uh-huh.
If you freeze it and look at the bookshelf here, because I want to see what kind of DVDs Hank has.
Yeah. I don't know. I do that with real life people too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know, people sometimes through their media,
mm-hmm.
you know, they got a copy of Deadwood. Makes sense. Copy of Under the Dome. I also spotted the Breaking Bad DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Deadwood box set and a gun is in that. And then the Under the Dome series hadn't premiered, but the book is there. What's his name? Sex Gifts. Dean Norris.
Dean Norris.
I have to say Sex Gifts to remember his name.
Hank.
Hank. Yeah. He's a character in that.
He's under the dome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse asks if this videotape is the only plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to do the videotape. He's like, listen, I don't have proof. Like, it's just my word against his.
Yeah.
You know, and Hank says, no, just tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
On the DVD, there's more of this tape of him telling the story. I'm looking forward to watching that in the deleted scenes. I've never actually done the deleted scenes for the last two seasons of this.
No, neither have I.
Because I got I watched them when they first came out, and then I watched them on streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched these on DVD.
Yeah.
We cut to it later, and Hank asks Gomi if he believes him. He's like, yeah, no, it's true. I believe him, but he's right. We have no proof. You know, he's a convict. You know, he's convicted junkie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a real problem. Like, we have other options, though. You know, the story gave them a couple of leads who are alive. You know, Todd, Lydia. And Hank's like, well, how about this? And then plays the message that Walt left asking to set up a meeting in the Albuquerque Plaza.
Yeah. This is a tactical, mistake as a thing. It's a one in character.
Yes.
Hank being so eyes on the prize and being impatient about getting this, having Lydia, like they know where Lydia is. They've been to Lydia's work
and stuff.
Having a warrant to like search Lydia's computers would basically take care of it.
Yes.
You know, but he's impatient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would I have two marshmallows then when I can have one marshmallow now?
Yeah.
There's a marshmallow waiting in the plaza.
Mm-hmm. There's a marshmallow waiting in the plaza and it doesn't have the resources of a Madrigal to tie this up. Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Walt wants me in a public place and Jesse, you know, they run this by Jesse and Jesse's, this is crazy. You know, you want me to go to this meetup wearing a wire. Your plan is to do his plan.
Just Jesse's disappointment with this. Like,
he's going to kill me. You know? And then I love Hank being like, no, you know what? He's ruthless, but I don't think so. Like, listen to these messages, listen to your story. When it comes to you, he cares about you.
Yeah. He's killed people for you.
Yeah, and it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's part of the tragedy of Breaking Bad, right? Like, it's not, you don't have to hand it to him, mm-hmm. but he does care about Jesse.
Yeah.
You know, that these two episodes, him churning about this is about that.
Yeah.
You know, and Jesse can't see it because it's totally fucked up and it's an abuser's care.
Oh yeah,
but it is care.
It is a weird and wrong kind of care.
Yes,
that I would not want to be on the receiving end of.
No, yeah. No, it's like you can abuse somebody you love and you can love somebody you abuse.
Yeah,
like it happens all the time. It happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, Hank is being genuine here. Like, yeah. No, he cares about you. And Jesse's like, oh yeah, well, Mr. White's totally gay for me. And he's like, no, he is. Mm-hmm. He's super gay for you. Here are all the things he's done that have been gay for you.
Uh-huh.
It is super gay to kill for somebody. It's super gay to, you know, run over some drug dealers. It's one of the gayest things you can do.
It's just a fact.
Yeah. It's the agenda. The homosexual agenda is running over two drug dealers.
Yep.
Yeah. The Aztec is the most popular homosexual car.
Oh man. Saying like, yeah, this is not going to go as you plan. It's just not.
Yep. I love this bit. You know, you guys are just guys. He's smarter than you and he's luckier than you,
mm-hmm.
you know? And Hank basically says he's putting his foot down.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a request. This is what we're doing. Gomi says, hey man, is this right? You know, Jesse might be right. He's trying to kill him. And Hank is an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just a junkie murderer. If Walt kills him, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we still get our evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Jesse's a tool, right? He doesn't, yep. you know, his usefulness hasn't changed, you know, Hank's opinion of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Hank sends Jesse out into the plaza, and Jesse is super, you know, paranoid, freaking out. You know, he walks up, it's similar. He sees Walt similar to like when he walked up to the dealers, like he's kind of hyped up. I assume he's not on meth.
No.
Came from Hank's.
Yeah.
Jesse approaches Walt's bench from behind, and I love this fucking guy. he sees a guy who is just a big, strong, tough, bald guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, again, what a coinkydink, right?
You know what it reminds me of? The season one, like, just like the like really over the top goofy thing where Jesse is at home high on meth and paranoid, and he like hallucinates like these two biker guys who are coming up and pounding on the door, but it turns out it's two Mormon missionaries or whatever.
I forgot about that.
That guy looks like what he dreamed up.
Yeah, it's almost like he's having a meth hallucination, but he's not on meth.
Yeah.
And again, just what a coinkydink.
Uh-huh.
There just happens to be like a family court guy hanging out in the plaza. He sees this and it ruins his courage.
Yeah.
You know, he sees, like, you know, and he changes directions. Walt, you know, Hank and Gomi are panicking.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to a payphone and he calls Walt.
Yeah.
Here. And, you know, nice try, asshole. Next time I'm going to get you where you really live. I'm going to really burn you down.
Here. Your house. But your house, it's made of lies. And also, oh, I can't tell you, but you're gonna know.
Yeah. Yep. The lies are made of money and the money are their lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bones are the money.
But it all burns the same.
It all burns the same when Jesse gets to it. Bad dialogue in this episode. I'll say it. So Walt gets up, walks towards the tough looking guy who is just waiting for his daughter.
Yeah.
He just decided to dress up like a villain from Double Dragon to pick up his daughter at the plaza.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's him having a daughter doesn't make him not a hitman.
Yeah. You know, that is true as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny that Jesse's like, that guy's a hitman.
Yeah.
You know,
he knows that Walt has Todd's guys and I don't know.
Yeah.
Possibly hitmen in play. Guys. Yeah.
It's also, I mean, if Jesse was on, if the situation had conspired to make Jesse on meth during this, so he could be supernaturally paranoid,
mm-hmm.
you know, this would make more sense to me. The fact that it's in the super crowded plaza mm-hmm. in broad daylight, like I would imagine that. You know, he's not going to get kidnapped by a hitman.
You know what? I just don't need the family court guy there. Honestly,
he could have just gotten, you know, he could have changed his mind.
Yeah. Like, oh, you know, he's walking up and he thinks of a plan like, hey, this is not going to give us what we need. I've thought of what we need. Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's piling on little coincidences.
Yeah.
Here.
Like, I kind of don't think that the tough guy had anything to do with what Jesse decides to do.
He does, in the episode, he does.
Yeah.
He didn't need to.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch it, like, you see Jesse look up, see the guy, then you go back to Jesse's face and he's super afraid.
Yeah.
you know, the montage theory is, you know, giving us a direct look into his emotions. It just didn't need to be that way. Mm-hmm. So Hank and Gomi pull up beside him, demand to get in, and Hank is furious. And Jesse goes, you know, I got a better way to get that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll get him in a way. I know something some evidence he'll never destroy.
Yeah.
And then Walt gets back in the car and calls Todd and says, I have another job for your uncle.
Yeah.
He's decided to put down the rabid dog.
Mm-hmm. And this is a terrible idea.
Yep. And is going to conspire to this, you know, big pileup of tragedies.
Yes.
I didn't, you know, didn't really think about it until going through it, because I also watched this with the next episode and kind of put them together in my head.
Yeah.
This is my least favorite of the season.
Yeah.
I just don't think the dialogue's there. Mm-hmm. Usually you can kind of get both.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't think Sam Catlin did a great job on the dialogue on this one.
No. I'm pretty much on the same page.
No. It's not bad.
No, like, I like Saul's bit.
It's still Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Saul's bit. It's still Breaking Bad. The plotting is good. Where we're going to get is really good. Mm-hmm. And there are individual moments that are really good. But weirdly, we get a little, like, characters just kind of quip a little bit more. It gets a little bit more, like, you know, movie.
You were going to say Marvel-y. Yeah.
I was going to say Marvel-y, but it's not quite Marvel-y.
Yeah.
The, like, how much have you had to drink? Not nearly enough. That's pretty Marvel-y.
Yeah.
You know, that's a Tony Stark line for Skyler White to say. That sucks.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I understand people do talk like that in real life. It just people do that, it sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, so it just, you know, it's, I don't know. Don't perform for an audience to each other.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Don't do that.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's fine. The next episode's much better. And then we're in the home stretch of super golden shit.
Yes.
Even though we have a mechanical or robot machine gun. Mm-hmm. What should people do if they like the show?
If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There you can kick us a few bucks a month and get a whole bunch of bonus content. If you like us talking about media stuff, we've got a monthly show about horror movies. We just we just did Creep 2, a very good movie.
It features the creep.
Mm-hmm.
If you like movies with the creep in it, it's got the creep in it.
Yep. Yep. You know?
We do a bunch of other stuff. You can check it all out on the website. You can also leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Mm-hmm. You know, people rewatch Breaking Bad all the time. It is still considered, you know, on many polls to be the best TV show of all time.
Yeah.
People keep going to it. Have them go along with it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also on those lists, Better Call Saul, which we're getting to soon.
We're coming up on that real quick.
Yeah. If you have thoughts about the last season of Breaking Bad, it's now is the time.
Yes.
When you're hearing this, for sure.
Yeah, we're recording this pretty close to when it airs. So yeah, write in soon.
Yeah, write in very soon. Duckfeed.tv/contact.
Yeah.
Other than that, join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, who also composed the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it.
Think so?
Yeah. Until next time, don't float that suggestion again.
No.